beginning a new sugya. In a certain sense, it's building on some of the things that we spoke about last week, but it really is very much an independent sugya. So last week, we spent a lot of time talking about Dovah Shemus Kaven. We spoke about Dovah Shemus Kaven as related to Shabbos, and we spoke about Kulah. And the reason we got into Dovah Shemus Kaven is because the Gemara raised the question about Suri Hanoah. If a person violates Dovah Asav Hanoah, but he does it derech in a miskaven. Namely, the example of person driving on the Chol Moed Pesach, passing right by Stella Doro Bakery, his geshmak, beautiful, nenem and harech of the chametz. So on the one hand, he is being nenem, on the other hand, it's in a miskaven. It wasn't really what he was planning on doing. So the question is that mutter, is that awesome? So the Gemara said, at least at one stage, that this depends on the point of view of Rabbi Shimon. The point of view of who believes that Dovah miskaven is a problem, this is going to be problematic. The point to be Shimon, who holds the Dovah Shemus Kaven is okay, then presumably this is going to be permissible. And then the Gemara quoted the Machlokes of Ayin Rava, not so fast, because maybe Dovah Shemus Kaven has to try to be avoided if you can. When Rabbi Shimon permitted Dovah Shemus Kaven, he only permitted it when you're stuck, when there's no other option. But if you have an option, you can take a different way. So maybe that's called a problem, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's pretty much what the background of the sugya was. Again, last week we tried to spend a lot of time on the details of the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. But there's something fundamentally problematic in the sugya. Gemara is presenting Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Dovah Shemus Kaven Tana, and saying Dovah Shemus Kaven is going to solve the world's problems. If you assume Dovah Shemus Kaven is not even Lechatchila Shem Lechatchila, if you assume you don't have to avoid it, then Dovah Shemus Kaven is great. It's a wonderful thing, Dovah Shemus Kaven. And therefore, you could drive past the Stella Doro Bakery, you could smell the Dovah Asaban, Dovah Shemus Kaven dessert. No matter what, everything's okay, simply based on the principle of Dovah Shemus Kaven. In order to appreciate what the underlying problem with the sugya is, you have to go back to the sugya a little bit of Dovah Shemus Kaven and see one of the basic limitations on the sugya of Dovah Shemus Kaven and take that limitation and begin to go back to the Sacham Dav Chafei and figure out, does that limitation apply here or not? So I'm being very vague in what that limitation is, but I'm going to tell you what the words are, and then we're going to go to see what the sugya is. Of course, those words are Sigresha. Everybody's aware of the fact that Dovah Shemus Kaven fall short if it's what we call a psigratia. If I know that the resulting of A is going to happen, that's already a whole different ballgame. What happened to the sugya of psigratia? How come we're alluding to Sachal Dav Chafei, not a mention, not a Gemara, not a Rashi, nobody said anything, wait a second, hold the phone, isn't there an issue of psigratia taking place? So we have to go back to Masechta Shabbos and learn properly the sugya of psigratia and then see why it should or shouldn't be relevant to that. So associate with the reading Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Take a look at Shabbos of Kuf Gimel. So it starts probably with the first Mishnah, first Gemara, three lines into where the first Gemara starts. The first one line is Hamenachesh. So Tan Rabban, the end of the line, Tan Rabban, Lut Debraisa. Hatomesh Ulshin. If a person plucks out ulshin, certain things that are grown in the ground, a person plucks them out of Shabbos, that's a potential halacha of kaitzer, or the mizari zeradim, or a person removes other kinds of things, that Rashi explains to you, the ulshin are types of grasses, and the zeradim are types of reeds. If a person does any of the above, he's potentially chayef kaitzer, but not so simple. It depends how much he did. You know that all malachas require a shear in order to be chayef. So, im liachila ki gregeris. So, if the purpose of what he's plucking out these grasses and these reeds are is to eat them, then the shear is gregeris, the size of a dried fig. The Gemara tells us this is a halacha Moshe Mesinai, that kol shiri achila for Shabbos of the gregeris. If a person cooks food on Shabbos, if you cook the gregeris quantity of food, you chayev. If you carry a gregeris of food, you chayev. So, too, if you detach a gregeris of food, you chayev as well. However, what if in the behema? What if the reason why I'm plucking these grasses and these reeds is not to eat them myself? I want to feed them to my animals. And there's a whole different shear. Kiblot pi hagedi. Then the shear is the amount that you would fill up the mouth of a goat. Im lehesek. What if my purpose of plucking these reeds and these grasses is to use as firewood? It's a totally different shear. The levasha beitz kala. Then the amount is to make a small fire in order to be able to cook up an egg. So the bottom line is I can do the same halacha. All three of these cases are examples of the halacha of keitzer. They're all deraisas. They all carry with them rechiv skila, karis, chatas, etc. But depending on what my purpose was, what my intention was, that's going to determine what the shear is. And then the b'risa concludes, in the yapas asakarka kolshein, if my goal of removing the grass, or removing the reeds, is not really to use them anyway, but rather it's to improve the karka, I want to improve the soil by removing the things that are detracting from the soil, then the shear becomes kolshehu. Then there's no shear, even the smallest amount is a malacha. There is a big machlokes why that's true. It's not really a suit, but just as an aside, why is that true? Why does the shear all of a sudden become kolshehu? So some say, because it's no longer malacha of keitzer. Keitzer only means when you're detaching something, harvesting something to use. If your goal is to improve the soil, that's a different malacha. What's that malacha? It's called chayrish, that's called plowing. And the Mishnah says the chayrish is the kolshehu. There is no shear for chayrish. So they do what the Braisa is comparing and contrasting. If your goal is to use the item that's keitzer, then it has the different shiurim. If your goal is to improve the land, then it's a different malacha legamrei. One could learn a different shiur in the Gemara, maybe one can learn shiur in the Gemara, that it's also mishum chay, mishum keitzer. But all the shiurim are shiurim of chashivos. So if I want to eat something, for Geras it's a shiur chashivos. My animal's going to eat, lo piyagdi. I'm going to make a fire, levasha beitzakala. If my goal is to improve the land, even the smallest amount constitutes a shiur chashivos. And therefore, I'm going to be chayav, not for chayrish, I'm going to be chayav for kaitzer. So there are two ways of reading this Gemara. Again, not relevant for our discussion, just an interesting issue that comes up. But now our sugya really begins. Yes, the Gemara kasha. Atu kulu lo liyapas zakarka ninu. What's the way? If you do it with the intent of liyapas zakarka, then you chayav for kosher, either mishum chayrish or mishum kaitzer. That's no question. That's the question. So how could the Braisa then delineate and say, well, if you didn't do a liyapas hakarka, if you did it for other reasons, then the shear is much higher. Namely, you're not chayav chatas until you do the higher amount, you do the greater quantity. I don't understand this, the Gemara. By definition, you're liyapas hakarka. When you yank these grasses, these reeds out of the ground, that improves the soil. There's no question that physically improves the soil quality. And therefore, even if you weren't intending liyapas hakarka, lemaisa, you are liyapas hakarka. So how about the Braisa tell you that you're not chayav until you do a greater shear, the higher quantity shear, typically that lemaisa, you and me up as a karka, which is shear of the kol shehu. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Tamar Chavayu, the Agam Shonu. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said, you're right, that if you would have improved the quality of the karka, the taka would be chayav no matter what, no matter what your intention was. But Hochel and Bayeskina, we're dealing with, it's a marsh, it's a swamp, and no one's planting there anyway, so nobody really cares about the quality of the land. And therefore, b'chiyagam hochav ma'aschinan, you're not going to be chayav for the kol shehu. That's the ukimta terence. Abayi says no. Afilu teiru b'sode, the laga b'agam, says Abayi no. We're talking about a field that's going to be planted, it's not an agam, udulo kamechavein. Now this thing is coming closer to home. You're not having in mind to be miyapis akarka. That wasn't your goal, to be miyapis akarka. What is Abayi apparently hiding behind? Dovashir in this cabin. So now we're not dealing with a big tzaddik over here. This guy's eating Mechal Shabbos because he is plucking out a lot of grass in order to eat. We're just trying to figure out how come we didn't nail him before he got to the shear of Gergaris. How come we weren't Mechayv and Skila for the mere kol shehu? So the answer is vis-a-vis the Yipur HaKarka, he's a Dovashir in this cabin. His goal is he's planning on detaching the grass in order to eat it. Derech Davashir Miskavein, he's also being Miyapis HaKarka. Since it's Davashir Miskavein, that doesn't concern us, presumably like Rabbi Shimon. That's a Abayi's terence. So, Frek the Gemara, Vaha Abayi Barava Damit Shavayu, Moda Rabbi Shimon Bipsig Reisha Velo Yamus. Wait a second, how could Abayi give such a terence? Abayi and Rava were the ones who taught us that Rabbi Shimon agrees that when you have a Pesik Reisha, when I know for a fact the bluff is going to happen, namely, a guy can't pluck the head of a chicken off and say, I don't want to kill a chicken. I want to play with the head. No, that's not acceptable. That's not a dumb shit, Miskavin. That's 100% certain the malacha is going to occur. That's called the psikresha and maybe the shim of psikresha. How could Abayi give us this shtickle teretz, that hocha maeskin et edem Miskavin? It's not true. It's the psikresha. What do you see? Just terechaga, before we move on to the next, to the answer to the Gemara. What do you see for the Gemara's kasha? If the Gemara jumped in a bayis teretz and said, "Aye, but a psik reisha is asur," how asur is a psik reisha? The real yos, it's asur min haTorah. Because we're talking about chiyuvei chatas here. We're trying to figure out whether you have to bring a korban or not. We're not talking about whether it's asur or mutar. And the Gemara asked the question from psik reisha vis-a-vis achiyat chatas. So you see from here that psik reisha is a din deraisa. There's no question about it that the obligation, the iser, when the Gemara says made the kshum psik reisha, it doesn't just mean it's asa b'der rabbanon, it means it's asa b'der deraisa. So the Gemara has to give us a way to avoid psik reisha. And so the Gemara will tzricha de'kavi biyar de'chavre, that we're dealing with a unique situation where the person is plucking out the grass, but it's not his backyard. It's somebody else's backyard. Why is that important? Because he doesn't really care what happens to the guy's karka. So he's not being mechavi to be miyapis a karka. And even though it's a psik reisha, that's okay. Just because it's a psik reisha, that's still going to be okay. Because this is what's called the psik reisha de lo nichale. Now the term lo nichale is a little bit tricky. That almost conjures up the image that he doesn't want it to happen. So the reality is, the rub the rishonim said lo nichale, ichtas, that's all the same thing. It means he doesn't care about it happening. So we just have three unbelievable chiddushim here. Chiddush number one is that moedim rishim of psik reisha. Chiddush number two, that psik reisha is a din d'oraisa. Chiddush number three, that the medrash and mamun, that psik reisha is a problem, that's only when it's nichle. It's lo nichle, then all bets are off. So all that just emanated from this Gemara.
Do Rabbi and Rav Yosef disagree with the first?
It could be, I mean, why didn't they give that teretz? Why didn't they give the teretz? Which part do they disagree with? Sure. I know. It's a good question. The Gemara doesn't give too much discussion about that. The flow of the sugya definitely follows the Ayin Rav. So I'm not sure what about Rav and Riesen tell. So we have three chiddushim from our Gemara. So now we have to take our Gemara and go back to Maseches Pesachim, which is really our Gemara, and ask ourselves, wait a second. If we're dealing with Dovashen Miskavim in Pesachim, we're trying to be matir to drive past the Lord Baker and Chol with Pesach based on Dovashim Miskavin. One second, you can't just say Dovashim Miskavin call it a day. You have to misyachis the fact, isn't it a psik reisha? So aren't the cases in Pesachim, Chavein, Chavav, aren't those violations of psik reisha? What happened to psik reisha? So we go back to the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim for a moment. Even though the Gemara doesn't spell out whether it is or is not a psik reisha, Tosfos takes a stand on each. Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hamud Beis at the beginning of our sugya, the Divrei Maaseh Lo Efshar, second sentence on the page on Chaf Hamud Beis. So it's about halfway, almost halfway down to the Tosfos. The first one on the line is Asur, about 12, 15 lines down. So Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Lo Efshar says Tosfos Umayri Kegond Lo Havim Sikreishim. Tosfos says, by the way, this entire situation of itself is not psik reisha. The psik reisha moda Reb Shimon means psik reisha. Reb Shimon would never say it's mutar. Anyone ever learned Shabbos Kuf Yom Aleph knows immediately. The moda Reb Shimon psik reisha. So the Gemara is invoking Dov Shem Miskaven. It must be that the Metzias Advarim is every single case as quoted in Pesach Chavayim Chavav must not be a psik reisha. That's the Hanoch of Tosfos. I would have said that also. Just putting together the Gemara and Shabbos and Pesachim, it seems pretty obvious what Tosfos is saying. There cannot be a psik reisha on the page here. Not so simple. Some of the cases of the Gemara you could quetch one with the other, maybe you, maybe no, but there are some cases that are very, very hard to understand. We can skip to the end of the sugya Chavav and Beis for a moment. But the Gemara is trying to be patient. Who's right? Is the Baya or Rava right? Namely, did Rabbi Shimon matter Dov Shem Miskaven all the time, or he was only matter it when there was no other option? So the Gemara finally resolved this question, quoting a Mishnah that says Kelayim. And so you see what the two dots are, that halfway down the page, up a couple of lines. The last of the Toshmas. The first little line is Bisha. On Chavav and Beis, the first little line, Bisha, about 15 or so lines down from the top. Toshma. Mechrik Sus Mochin Kedarkon Ubuvach Vayiskavin Bechama Pneachama Ubikshom Pneachshom. Somebody who's selling clothing, and so presumably they're selling the clothing to Goyim, we hope, because some of the clothing is Shatnez. So it's okay. There are a guy's walking around, traveling salesman. He's walking around with suits and coats, showing off his wares, and He's allowed to wear them. He's allowed to wear those clothing, even though he knows that it's shatnez. He's not particularly interested in wearing the clothing. He's just wearing them to show off what his garments are. As long as his content is not to wear the clothing to protect himself from the sun, not to protect himself from the rain, as long as he's not really interested in quote-unquote wearing the clothing, he's just showing it off as to his customers, so that's okay. That's not considered to be a violation of shatnez. And presumably the reason is, because even though Lamaise is wearing clothing, but he's not really interested. That's not his kavanah. About tsnuin, the people who are tsnuin, tsnuin is used by Chazal to describe people who went lefnei Rishus Hadin, people who are extra special, careful, mafshil lacharem b'makel, they wouldn't even care. If they were selling their shatnez to the goyim, they would walk around and carry the suits on a pole rather than actually put it on their shoulders. They didn't want to have any shatnez on them whatsoever, even though technically speaking it was mutter. So the Gemara says, here, there's an option to avoid Davish and Miskavin. You can do like the Tznuin didn't carry it on a pole. V'chilo mechavin shari. As long as you're in a Miskavin, Mikra Adin, it's Mutta. The Tznuin will go on the Flim Yishus Adin, but the Ikra Adin is that it's Mutta based on Davish and Miskavin. So the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem, we prove for here beyond the shadow of a doubt that Davish and Miskavin is Mutta, even if it's Efshar, to avoid it. That's the proof of the Gemara. Wait a second. According to Tosfos, what just happened? According to Tosfos, every single case of Davish and Miskavin, these two blah, is assuming that there's no psik reisha taking place. If there's a psik reisha, the suya is over. It's done. Maybe we should have psik reisha. Can someone explain to me, please, how is this not a psik reisha?
Do we know 100% that there is shatnez?
Assuming that we know the shatnez. Assuming we know the shatnez here. Why isn't this a psik reisha? The Gemara says, Shalei iskavim b'chavni acham k'sham ne'akshom. Means, i.e., it is. He is wearing it. He is, in theory, enjoying it. As long as he's not intending to enjoy it, it's okay. But it's a psikresha that he's enjoying it. Isn't the clothing keeping him warm? What's going on? Isn't this a psikresha? So Tosfos never really tells you why it's not. It can't be. According to Tosfos, by definition, it can't be a psikresha. If it would be a psikresha, then it would never be mutter. So there's something missing here in the sugya, which Tosfos and Pesachim doesn't address, but Tosfos in other places does.
Why can't we just assume it's a delay nichale?
Well, we're getting too, that's going to be very confusing. We may not want to use that. By the end of the Shia, you may be hesitant to use that. Okay? So let's take a look at a Tosfos on Shabbos on Chol Tes Mabes. So Chol Tes Mabes is a little tiny Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the page. You can already see Tosfos Lishitos. Tosfos says, let me tell you why it's not a psikresha. The guy's wearing 15 other things. He's warm. He's totally comfortable. It's not a psikresha. So Tosfos says, we can breathe a sigh of relief. It's not a psikresha. We're in trouble. We're anticipating what the answer is going to be. Baruch Hashem tells us solve the problem. So the Tosfos in Shabbos Chav Tes is Lishitas Medav Chavei Yimsachem that the entire sugya of Hanoah Derech Davish and Iskabin is assuming that there's no psikresha. If there's a psikresha, then the game is over.
How does Malbush and Achayim really help? At the end of the day, what you're wearing is protecting you.
I guess, but he's already protected. It's cold outside.
You don't need it, but it's still... It's still.
I guess if you have 10 clothes on, you put 11 clothes, I guess it's not doing anything. It's not helping. But you see the types are sensitive to the fact that they have to go with some kind of a kimta. How come my skin is not?
Is it a chesaron in the mice levisha if he has?
Oh, but I would say you got to come back in 2 weeks, but it's not fair for me to say that because I'm
sponsor.
Maybe you can call in. You can call in. It's only 4:30 in the morning. No, it's
that time.
Well, yeah, can you remember that? Just before Vasikin. So there is a Ron. Okay, I put it on the. I sent it on the Kamas. I think I sent the Ron on.
Chulin.
Ron, I sent us Chulin. Oh, you printed it out. Oh, we're good. Okay, well, okay, good. Take a look at the Ran. The first word of the line is the psik. consideration. Okay, it's right around halfway through. First of the line is the psik. The end of the line, the inyan hanoa vaday afagav dahave psik resha sharia, says the Ran, when we're learning the sugya of Isuri hanoa, and we're invoking the principles of davar shen v'skave, don't bother me with psik resha, says the Ran. Even if it's psik resha, it's okay. And I'll prove it to you. Listen to the Ran's proof. Not a big surprise. Darmin and hosam, mocha ksus, mocha kedark, and vash, mocha kedark, mocha kedark, Hossam, like Corey said, Vadim Atalehano, said, of course that's a psigratia. And at the cave of Mchabima, Lochashvin and Midi. Says the Ran, it doesn't bother me that's a psigratia. I don't buy the taste of the stories of Lachoftaz and Shabbos, and Ochma City has willing to tell the coats. It's a psigratia, and it's still Mukher. Zach the Ran, psigratia doesn't apply in the sugars of Yisrael. Psigratia we find in Lochashabbos, Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Marushim psigratia. We do not apply the principle of segregation outside of Isurim like Shabbos. Isurim of Isurim, no, there's no din of segregation. So we have difficulty with Tosfos because Tosfos conceptually made a lot of sense, but there's Dovah Shem Miskaven in Shabbos, and there's Dovah Shem Miskaven in Isurim, no. If Dovah Shem Miskaven in Shabbos is trumped by segregation, so then who are the Nami in Isurim, no? It should be the same problem. So Tosfos we understand conceptually. We had a little bit of a problem, you know, technically with Tosfos. We had to come up with a Nukimta of Maskina, and we're not even sure Nukimta's Matthias is right. But we understand where Tosfos is coming from. The Ran is coming from left field. The Ran took the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, didn't buy into any of the Nukimtas of Tosfos. And the Ran says, you see from that Gemara Kalor, that's the gracious, that's an interest us when it comes to Yisrael. So we understand where the Ran's coming from. We don't understand the longest, the Chalal. So what is Pshat in the Machlokes? What is the Nekudas of Machlokes Tais in the Ran? Why does Tosfos feel that Psigratia carries over from Shabbos to Isurim and Noah, and the Ran somehow feels that there's a difference between the two? What is the point of contention between Tosfos and the Ran? So how would we begin to analyze this? How do we begin to discuss this Machlokes Tais in the Ran? How would you begin to think about, should we carry over the din of Psigratia from Shabbos to Isurim and Noah now? What do we have to do first? The only way we can know whether we extrapolate from A to B is what we have to understand. We better understand A first. We better understand what psikratia is. If we don't have a real clear understanding of psikratia, then it's very hard to be medama milsa la milsa. If you want to know, should I compare Shabbos to Yisurin or not, you have to understand the ABCs in Shabbos. So let's go back to where we started, back in the Kuf Gimel and Aleph, back in the Sefer Shabbos. Avayin Rabu Mechadish does this principle of Avayin Rabu Damash Tavayin made him Shem of Sikration. What did Avayin Rabu not tell us?
Why?
Why? How did they know? Where did they figure this out from? It's such a chiddish Sikration. I'll tell you a secret. The Gemara tells us in other places that even though he Avayin signs onto it, and Avayin Rabu, they both agree to it. It took Rava many years to convince Abaye. The Gemara says that Abaye in his youth didn't believe there's a principle called Psigratia, and finally Rava convinced him. So you see the Psigratia is not so posh. Rav and Rav Yosef, they weren't even talking the language of Psigratia. We didn't even know that everybody conceded to Psigratia. Abaye and Rava, Damit Shabaye, that became the popular slogan. Abaye and Rava, Damit Shabaye, Medu Rishim Psigratia. Why? What's it based on? So who's going to tell me? What do you think the lumpus is? What do you think was behind? What's the engine that's driving Psikration? Okay, that's definitely one option. And tell me another option. I'm going to challenge you, Judah. What do you mean it makes it like a Dovah Shem Miskaven? Where is that making taking place?
It's so self-evident that the Tzitzit is going to occur.
Therefore?
You do the Maisa, irrespective of what you're
which is good, so long as the reason why you're normally potter for Dovah Shem Miskaven is because you could say, I wasn't really thinking of it. But is that the reason why?
Everything that we're going to talk about has been said by the two of you, but let's see if we can try to break it down, okay? So, Judah succeeded in taking both sides of the Hakira and putting it into one. Let's see if we can break it down. Comes Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Shimon Masechet Ksubos has a famous discussion about what the essence of secretion is all about. There's a Masorah and a Yeshiva. The different pieces of Kovet Shurim were put together by some of the Tabidim of Rabbi Chanan, using the notes of Rabbi Chanan from the Shurim. So different pieces were put together from different sets of notes. You have to check with Ben Kelson whether this is accurate. But I've heard from other people that Rabbi Drumman, remember Rabbi Drumman from Yeshiva? So Rabbi Drumman was the Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. So apparently this piece was his piece. This piece was from Rabbi Drumman's notes. I asked Ben Kelson. Ben Kelson was very, very close to Rabbi Drumman for many years. So if this story is accurate, he should probably be the first person to know about it. But anyway, whoever was the source of the notes, Rabbi Chanan was the source of the Shiva Torah. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, there are two fundamentally different ways to understand it, but the essence of secretion is all about. I'm going to use two terms. Rabbi Chanan doesn't use these terms. We'll see in a minute why, for obvious reasons. But Rabbi Chanan is describing these two terms. No question, that's what he's describing. I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, is psik ratio a reality in the world of psychology? Rabbi Chanan didn't use that term. Or is psik ratio a reality in the world of halacha? What is psik ratio? So Judah, I thought you were going in that direction. Because we started off by saying that if I know it's going to happen, how can you say I'm einu mechave? What's the whole cool of einu mechave? I'm not thinking about it. I'm not planning on it. It's not on my radar screen. I'm not thinking about it. Come on, who are you kidding? If you schlep a chair in the backyard and just talk about 50-50 chance, that's going to make a hole. So then you could say, listen, I don't even know if the hole's going to happen. So I'm not thinking about the hole. You can argue, I'm dragging a chair, maybe the hole's in that, maybe not, I'm not thinking about it. But come on, if you're dragging a very, very heavy couch, and every time you carry this couch, you schlep it, it's going to make a hole, so who are you kidding? Who are you telling us that you're not mechaber? Of course you're mechaber. That's not the question of we believe you or not believe you. It's like a subconscious kavan here. If I know it's going to happen, of course I'll be mechaber to it. So that's one way of understanding what Dabashim is mechaber. Why Dabash Miskavin loses out to Psik Resha? Because, in effect, when it's Derech Psik Resha, it's only Dabash Miskavin. You can't say with a straight face you're saying Mechavin anymore. So according to this Tzadik Akira, Psik Resha is rooted in psychology. But there's another way of understanding Psik Resha. Psik Resha is not rooted in psychology. Psik Resha is rooted in a halachic reality. The halachic reality is that when I'm dragging not such a heavy chair, I'm doing Maisa X, and there's a chance that Maisa Y may happen. Maisa X is the dragging of the chair, Maisa Y is the making of the hole. Holes bond that it's not clear that the hole's going to be made, I can differentiate between these two Maisa. And I can say, my Maisa is X, my Maisa is not Y. The minute that X always leads to Y, the minute Psik Resha enters into the equation, we have a new name of a Maisa on the board. We no longer have Maisa X in one column, Maisa Y in another column. You know what we call it? It's like mathematical. It's Maisa XY. XY just became a new Maisa called dragging heavy chairs, making holes. You can no longer arbitrarily differentiate and say, I'm doing X, I'm not doing Y. X and Y is one. It's one thing. It's merged, fused together to become one entity, one unit. That's what Psik Resha is. So is Psik Resha rooted in human psychology? Is Psik Resha rooted in the halakhic universe? Yeah, neither of those terms Rabbi Chanan uses. That's exactly what he says. No? Who's going to tell me now? Who's going to tell me where we're heading with this? With this Tekira? How is this going to impact on the Machlokes Taisus and the Rashi?
And those potentially subjective.
Okay. But the void of Psik Resha is almost a statement of fact that every person is being Mechavi.
But that's the definition of subjective. Hanoah is subjective, so therefore
you can't say. So Dan's ending up in the opposite of where I want to be. I'm not going to give you too much
space. If it's like Nichele,
too confusing. I just want to focus what I just said.
If it's a question of your awareness, then it should be limited to Shabbos because Melechus Machsheres. Meaning it's a question of, did you intend, it's a question of, it's all about your awareness of this is going to result. But if it's a question that the halacha says this is a new maisa called maisa XY, then why I wouldn't limit it to Shabbos. I would apply it.
For some reason, I'm open too. But we're also the exact opposite of where I wanted to end up. I hear both interesting smarts, but neither of them is where I wanted to go. Josh, I'm giving you one chance.
No. If it's just the opposite, that means it's your...
Oh, you got to say the opposite.
No, that means it's your intention to do X, Y.
Rabbi said, listen to the key word. The second side of a chanuk, what was the key word? Maisa. Psik Reisha declares a maisa. No? Now.
So
I know it's not a maisa. But man, Devar, that Psik Reisha makes sense. When the nature of the Yisr is a maisa Yisr. When we deal with the pa'ula, the Shabbos is a sasaka malocha. There's a pa'ula asur, there's a maisa asur. So we could play games and say, well, apidim, is it maisa X, is it maisa Y, is it maisa X, Y? So psikuresha tells me that you can't differentiate between the maisa anymore. But that entire svara psikuresha breaks down when you're dealing with the Yisuri Hanah. When you're dealing with the Yisuri Hanah, we don't care about the maisa. We spoke about this. Who remembers? We spoke about this last year. In a long time. Remember we spoke about when you do something derech b'saseik? Remember if a person didn't even know what was going on, and he was b'chal Shabbat, his nose flying, he walks against the wall, his arm knocks up against the light switch. It's nothing. It's not a ma'aseh b'er b'chalal. You're not b'chut to be a kohen. It's nothing. But m'saseik b'chalom b'arayas is chayav. Why? What was the key word of the Gemara? Shekein nehne. The nature, the iser of Yisuri Hanah is not iser ma'aseh. It's the Hanah she'asra Torah. The Torah doesn't want you to receive Hanah from this Dover also. That's what the Torah doesn't want. When it comes to Shabbos, the Torah doesn't want you to do a pu'ula. It's a positive push called sasik malacha. So the Torah calls man that you understand the psikresha as a din infusing ma'isim into one. So that makes a lot of sense for the nature of the Yisra in ma'isim. When you're dealing with the Yisra, no, that doesn't make any sense.
You're not calling it a
lachshem of ma'isim. No, that's a malachim.
But by the case of Shatnas, there is Derech Levisha. You're putting it on.
So you see another unbelievable Chiddush from the Ran. The Ran called Shatnas not an Isser P'ula, but rather an Isser Hanah. Shatnas is closer to Isser Hanah than an Isser P'ula. You got to come back for that in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You got to come back. That's going to be a whole other subject about what to do with Shatnas. Where Shatnas fits into this package. But there's no question the Ran is drawing a distinction between Yisuri Maisa of Shabbos and Yisuri Hanah of other areas of Allah. Shatnas happens to be stuck in with Yisuri Hanah for whatever reason. But if you go with the first side of Rav Chanan, that what does in the psikresha, what the engine that's driving psikresha is the human psychology. So then human psychology doesn't differentiate between Yisuri Maisa and Yisuri Hanah. If at the end of the day, the real problem with psikresha is that we are convinced psychologically you are being mechaven, so I am being mechaven. I'm being mechaven whether it's Nisra Shabbos or it's Nisra Hanah. I am being mechaven, it's Ois Tavish and Miskaven. So if you would ask me, I would say, against everyone else here, I would say that the machlokes in the Ran ultimately boils down to what is the engine that's driving psikresha? Is it being driven by Maisa that doesn't lend itself to Yisra Hanah? Is it being driven by psychology, which equally lends itself to Yisra Hanah? So, Rabbi Yisrael, who's right? Which side of the Chakir is right? You got a whole machlokes of Rishonim Sanchav Heinatz hinging upon this. Who's right? What is psikresha? How do we begin to figure this out? How do we begin to figure out which side of this Chakir is right? Whether it's ultimately Maisa driven or ultimately psychology driven? Let's go back to Shabbos with Yom Aleph. Because the Gemara told us everything, just in between the lines. The Gemara told us the limitation of psikresha. Very often, when you determine why something doesn't apply, when they give you the one quirk of a case where it doesn't apply, that opens up our eyes as to what the nature of the whole din is, and then I understand when it applies, why it applies. So sometimes they're looking at the details, they're looking at the exception to the rule. The exception to the rule will be megala to you what the nature of the rule was. So here the Gemara doesn't disappoint us either, because the Gemara gave us an exception to the rule. The Gemara told us that if it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha, the lo nichale, then we can breathe a sigh of relief, it's okay. Right? The Gemara said that pemali. That is more, it's a psikresha, there's loch pata. No pun intended on that. Loch pata, it's a psikresha. Doesn't matter if it's a psikresha. As long as it's lo nichale, I'm home for it. That's okay, that's fine. What? Make some sense out of that one for me, please. Someone explain to me why that's true. Look at the misleading mother. Tzricha dekara de'ar v'chavri. Lama. Why does being an Arab de Chavri make a difference? No, let's think it through. So if you hold...
Psychology. The whole thing was, come on, you must be thinking of it.
Oh,
true, I don't want it.
No, I don't want it. Oh, so if you're going with psychology, that if I know it's going to happen, so I must be thinking about it, I must be wanting it, I must really, truly want it in my heart of hearts. Come on, I want it in my heart of hearts. It's the Yenim's field, the other guy's field. I don't want it in my heart of hearts.
What does that have to do with wanting it?
Psychoratia, well, where... I mean, you're a throwback from Reb Chaim from last week. I'm almost mixing together Ratzon and Kavani against everything I said last week. Right. I'm not going down that route of Reb Chaim, that Kavani and Ratzon are so different from one another. You're right. So Kuntur Reb Chaim says that if you hold that the real bearing for the Din of Segregation is the Dasa Adam, the Ratzon of Adam, but then I understand the Gemara perfectly well. Then the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Why is all of a sudden the Abba Chavri breaks everything? It's no longer a psigratia. It is a psigratia, but it's a psigratia that will nichalate. You can't call it a psigratia. What about according to the other side? What if you hold that what created the status of psigratia was the fusion to become Eis Echad? It's the same fusion whether I want it or I don't want it. So what's the Gemara talking about? Why is the Gemara saying that Abba Chavri is not a psigratia? Why is obsigration and nichale any different from obsigration to nichale? It's the same chad maisa.
X and Y only become XY when you want Y.
Why? Why is that?
But why particularly, is that? Particularly in
We're out of psychology. We're in the world of halacha now.
So particularly with Shabbos, where there's the velechus mashevet angle.
Well, wait.
I fear such a thing.
We're going to come back to Shabbos in a minute. So again, I have to understand this. Even Tzadik Akira has to be tested by the facts. The facts on the ground are, the Gemara tells us, that psikreshul and nichalei is not a problem. That's tell us the Gemara. Can't argue with the Gemara. So psikreshul and nichalei is not qualified as a psikreshul. So if you go down the route of psychology, and I would be saying this in Yeshiva, this is called the pre-3 o'clock, post-3 o'clock. Pre-3 o'clock is the Torah plot, post-3 o'clock is the modern plot. So if you hold the psychology circuit, it's an afternoon circuit, it's a post-3 o'clock circuit. But if you hold that, it's a Torah, it's a mice, it's a wondus, that's a pre-3 o'clock circuit. So you have to figure out, if you really believe that it's a psychology circuit, then I understand the Gemara. If you believe it's a halacha, so you don't understand. So there's a tiny thesis on Daf Kuf Yom Amud Aleph. It's all of 6 or 7 words, depending on whether you read all the Russian tapes, it's 7 words. Look at this Tosis as a world on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos. The bottom Tosis. Ba'ar Dechavre. Says Tosis, why is Ba'ar Dechavre Potter? This is what Tosis says. Perush, Dehavia Melacha, She'ein Tzricha Begufa. From left field, Tosis just told us something. Mamish from out of nowhere, that's just all of a sudden. Taisa says, you want to know why the person who plucks the weeds in somebody else's field is not chayav a kol shehu? Because, why? It's a melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Taisa just said. Chazafir, what's melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa mean? Is melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa davar she'ein miskaveh? They're not the same at all. Davar she'ein miskaveh means that I'm doing X, and maybe Y is going to happen, maybe Y is not going to happen, I have no idea. So therefore we ignore Y and say, Y didn't really happen. It's not my master. Malach she'ein, I carry out a dead body into the street. I'm only doing one action, I know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm doing it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. That's a Malach she'ein. Comes to us and says, listen to this equation, to us it says, every psikreisha below michalei, if you think about it long enough, will ultimately be a melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa. By definition. What does melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa mean? I'm doing a ma'isa, but I have a different, my mindset is different. I'm doing it for that. I don't want to use the dead body, I want to remove the dead body. Oh, that's the melach she'ein tzricha l'gufa. So every psikration, lo michle, by definition, ask the guy, what are you doing? I'm pulling out weeds. Why are you doing it? Because I want to eat the weeds. Are you doing it because you want to improve the ground? No.
So then why do we have to answer that it was in a friend's field? What was the Havamin of the question? Even
because
in your own field, if you're doing
it. If it's in his own field, then it's a psigration, the Nichalei, we know exactly why you're also doing it, because you're improving your field. But Kolzman, that it's a psigration or Nichalei, every psigration or Nichalei is by definition a Malach Shetzich L'Gufa. Not the other way around. It's not like the first day of geometry. Not every Malach Shetzich L'Gufa is a psigration or Nichalei, but every psigration or Nichalei is a Malach Shetzich L'Gufa. Reverse, converse, and for something or other, whatever it's called, okay? Why did Taisus have to say this for? Why did Taisus have to introduce a new factor? The Gemara didn't say a word about Moshe Tzir Kuf. We're learning Dabar Shem Eskav and Secretions. Who told Taisus that there's some other factor going on in this again? Who told Taisus? Exactly who told Taisus? Because Taisus was understood that Secretia is like Rabbi Chanan. Taisus understood you can't just hide behind Secretia and just say, oh, it's okay because you're not, because it's psychologically it's okay. No. Taisus had to go searching and fishing and finding another cloud. Judah, I read said, I heard under your breath that said, hey, that's only true by Shabbos. You're right. We got a little while to go. We're going to get there today, maybe next week. But Taisus was Perish. Taisus opens up as a Perish. You know what Perish means? That's a Chiddush what Taisus is about to say. It means I wouldn't have known this myself. They have to explain. It's a Moshe Tzir Lagufa. What prompted Taisus to call it Moshe Tzir Lagufa is because there was no other way for them to categorize why you're potter. There is no other reason. It doesn't make any sense why you're potter. It's still a psikresha. Whether it's Nichle or Lo Nichle. Because Taisus was going with the fusion of Maisim and Taka, it doesn't make any sense.
Is it interesting, I mean, maybe the Rambam takes view, that if the Gemara meant Moshe Tzir Lagufa, I should have said that.
The Gemara didn't give you the reason for the din. The Gemara just gave you the case. The Gemara just gave you no kimta, moving on to the next sugya. So Tosfos is giving you the reason for this kimta.
There's a new lashon out there from existing phenomenon.
Right. Right. But the question is stronger because the Gemara didn't need to say kegan d'lo miskaven. The Gemara should have first said.
It's building up because the Gemara wanted to first show. First the Gemara thought it's mutter because it's just Dabar Shem Eskav, it's just mutter legamre. Like Abai thought in the old days, that there's no such thing as recreation. And the Gemara said, that can't be the answer because Abai accepted it. Abai brought the amateur Abai. So the Gemara is building on itself to get to the final case.
But of course, according to Taisus, you don't need...
It's not really the real answer. The real answer is it is mechavim, but it's still part because of Mokshetu. So Rabbi Sai, what we've accomplished here is we developed the Chakir of Rabbi Chanan. We showed that there are two equally valid ways of understanding what Psikresha is all about. And there are two valid ways of explaining why Psikresha, the Lo Nichalei, is okay. Either because when it's Lo Nichalei, so then it's lacking the criteria of the psychology, so therefore it's not really Psikresha. For Ayyish Lemmer, it's looked at almost for a tangential reason because of Malach Shem Tichon. Rabbi say, my nafkamin ladina. Into Mahalchim. At the end of the day, Psikresha L'Nichalei is Potter. The last thing Gemara says is Potter. So who cares whether we're saying it's Potter because it's missing the criteria of Psikresha because the psychology is lacking, or it's Potter because of tangential reason because Lav Shetzir L'Guf. What's the difference? Who cares? I can think of two big enough comedians. Should have gotten both right. The first one you said before, now you're saying this one. When we say Psikresha L'Nichalei is okay, I've been very, very weary. I've been saying that word okay a lot. I don't want to say mutter or potter. From Kuf Gimel and Aleph and Shabbos, can you tell whether it's mutter or potter? Can't tell. Because what's the goal of the Gemara Kuf Gimel? The Gemara is trying to figure out whether you have a chatas or not. So all the Gemara has to do for the purposes of reading the Braisa is just to knock down, it's a gradual neglect to not a deraisa. Whether it translates to become permissible to chachila, I have no idea. It doesn't interest me right now. All the Gemara had to do to side up his Braisa properly is simply to get down from being a deraisa. Either approach to psikresha l'nichalei will do the trick. But halacha l'maaseh is going to be a big difference. Why? Because if the ultimate p'tur of psikresha l'nichalei is malach shetzich l'gufa, but we know that translates to mean automatically this is the rabbanon. That's no question. Part of halacha, that's the Gemara's all over the place. But if you go down the other pshat, the first side of Rabbi Chanan, that the whole problem of psikresha was psychological. And when it's lo nichalei, then the psychology is thrown out the window. When you have a psikresh delo nichalai, according to the first son of Rabbi Chanan, what is it? It becomes, reverts back to be a davar shena miskaven, which may be read very nicely into what Kori was pointing out, because the Gemara did say the loka mechaven. According to what Tosa said, the loka mechaven was the first answer, and then it changes at the end. At the end of the day, it really becomes melachshet tzivul gufa. According to the first side of Rabbi Chanan, no, that statement of the loka mechaven is the emes. That is the poter. It's davar shena miskaven. The Gemara just had a touch up the rough edges to explain that it's a davar shena miskaven, even though it's a psik resha, because it's lo nichalei, and a psik resha lo nichalei is vayta davar shena miskaven. So the text of the Gemara reads beautifully according to that tzad. According to the other tzad, the local mechaber was the beginning of the teretz, which ultimately gets rejected and transforms to become lochshen tzvich l'gufa. So Rabbi say, we have now a real nafkamin latina as to how psik resha got started, because how it got started is going to ultimately affect how it ends. Why is lo nichalei okay? Is lo nichalei okay because lochshen tzvich l'gufa, which translates to be a nisa derabbanan? Was it mutter? It's not chayav because it's not a psik resha anymore, that it reverts back to the davar shena miskaven, which is of course mutter lechatchila. Give me another nafkamina, another very important nafkamina, which we said before.
Shabbos.
What if it's not Shabbos? What if it's another area of halacha? Now we already saw davar shena miskaven playing out in other areas of halacha. We spoke about by the nazir last week. We've had a beis rishonah. We've had it in a few places. Tzitzis beheres. We spoke about it. What would the din be in the davar shena miskaven called derek kula? So we fast in mutter, right? No question, we fast in against that shiltas we quoted a couple of weeks ago. We fast in davar shena miskaven as mutter b'chol derek kula. And what if it's a psik resha? What's the answer going to be? It's going to be also in a Torah. And what if it's a psik resha d'lo nichalei? What do you say there? Not Shabbos anymore. It's a psik resha d'lo nichalei and kol derek kula. What do you think about that? According to the first side of Rabbi Chana, what's the answer? It's mutter lechatchila. Because once it's lo nichalei, it's ois psik resha. The being lo nichalei undermines psik resha. Then it becomes, reverts back to davar shena miskaven, which is mutter kol derek kula. But Ochen Bey of Tais is right that a psik resha lo nichalei is vaita, is blight the psik resha, and the only reason why it's not so terrible in Shabbos, why it slips out of into their isa, is because of the din of lochshen tzvich l'gufa. Rabbi said, we know this already. Lochshen tzvich l'gufa is a din prati in Shabbos, and there's no bearing in kol derech kula. So we have two major machloits, two major shilas, relevant halacha ma'isa that can emanate from this lomdash of hakira of Rabbi Chana, which according to what we're suggesting is ultimately the machlokes tazen around in our sugya. Because we had a machlokes tazen around, do you say psik resha by isur mushin not isur mushin? So we thought, that's the tut stadim Rabbi Chana. So the tut stadim Rabbi Chana attested in the lab, and we came out with the realization that there are two mahalchamin, the ka'avid v'arid d'chavir, psik resha lo nichalei, and two real nafkamin as ladina. Halacha l'mais, the psik resha lo nichalei mutl l'chadchila, or is it asim in the rabbanan? Question number one, question number two is, how does this impact on Kol Derech Kula? Who here thinks this is just, a lot of wonders, a lot of theoretical stories? How many shilas halacha l'maaseh emanate from this? Every motion detector you pass by, every light that you walk by, every darshan miskaven, every psik resha that's right and left, you can't walk a block without running into a potential psik resha. And Shabbos, can I just hide behind everything and say, it's lo nichalei. I don't care where the light goes on. I don't care whether the pictures are taken. I don't care whether there's something recording me. I don't care about any of this stuff. If you take this, simple approach, everything's mutter. It's a great lo nichalei. I read Shabbos, lo gimel. Everything's great. Everything's gvali. Everything's mutter. And shayin, not so fast. Who says a great lo nichalei is mutter? Maybe it's the awesome of the rabbanim. Tosha says awesome of the rabbanim. So many of those real-life shilas are going to ultimately depend on how to reap shayin agamah, which again ultimately impacts on our sugya in Maseches Pesach. Rabbi Sai, we presented a lot of hakiras. Now we're going to start to plug some names in this hakira, some shittas and shayin into this hakira. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Ksubas. Also. long, long Tosis. I'm surprised it didn't die. A very fond memory of this long, long Tosis. We have tried just the snips of the Tosis that we want. Let's take a look at where the wide lines begin. So at the end of the fifth of the wide, the fourth of the wide lines, v'chein pirish ba'aruch. So at the end of the fourth wide line, v'chein pirish ba'aruch. Tosfos quotes the Sefer Aruch. The Aruch was literally a dictionary that was written by Rabbeinu Nosson from Rome, who lived before the days of Rashi and Tosfos. It wasn't just a dictionary. It was a dictionary of words in terms of the Gemara, but not wasn't just translation of words. He gave the whole Shulchan Torah in the middle of translating words. So the Rishonim quote him all the time in Halacha. V'chein pirish ba'aruch. The chol psik reisha lo nichale shari. Every single case of psik reisha lo nichale is mutter. Remember what the word shari means? Shari doesn't mean potter al asar. Shari means it's mutter. The ikar rayaso, the Aruch had many, many rayas. One of his main rayas was the Gemara Maseches Bachim, Mipera kol atadir, Alibid Rabbi Shimon, Mizalfin yayin agabi ha'ishim, Apagav the psik reishu the vade mechabe kevdo nichle by kibushari. Hopefully next week we'll talk a little bit more in detail on that subject, which is for our purposes right now. The Gemara said it's about to discuss the following shayla. A guy decides to bring wine to the Beis Hamikdash. He's going to volunteer to offer a carbon of yain. He can do that. What is he supposed to do with that wine? Where does he pour this wine exactly on the mizbeach? What do you do with wine that you volunteer to bring? The Gemara quotes a machlekes atanoim. Whether you pour it down the drains of the Mizbeach, like you do with the Yain of Nesachim, or whether, since it was a voluntary korban, it's Isha Lashem, you pour it right onto the fire itself. Go up to the Mizbeach, Kohen goes, and he pours it onto the flames itself. The Gemara says, how can anybody say that you pour the wine onto the fire? Pouring the wine onto the fire is a violation of what is in the Torah. Lo Sichbe. You're not allowed to extinguish the flame of the Mizbeach. The Eish Mizbeach is Sucha. How in the world can you pour the wine onto the Eish HaMizbeach? So you know what the Gemara says? No problem. That Tana that says it's okay, guess who that Tana is? Hamani Rebbe Shimon Yidiyam Adar Shem Iskaven is Mutter. So state the Gemara's Vachim Atzariyah. Hamani, Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Adar Shem Iskaven. No, what's the problem? That's Adkan Devar Gemara. What's the problem?
Sikresha.
You're pouring wine on a flame, it's going to go out. It's a sikresha. So says the Yerach, what's the answer? It's what? It's lenichal. You don't want the flame to go out. You want to pour the wine. You much for fun, the flame doesn't go. What are you going to do? Zok the Yerach, zem fenda yisif in the Gemara, that sikresha lenichal is what? Is mutter? But even more important, what do you see? Secretion from Nikolai is also mutter where? It's not even Shabbos, it's still Terakula. This is Tuesday, you're pouring wine on the Mizbeach, not Shabbos. So you see both of the nafkaminas that we wanted to, we suggested. There are two nafkaminas. Nafkamina was, is Secretion from Nikolai mutter or also in the Rabbanon? And question number two, is it mutter called Terakula only in Shabbos? You see from the Aruch, both Lakula. You see, the Aruch was mata outright Secretion from Nikolai, he was mata outright even in Kol Terakula. There's no question under the sun that the Aruch was going with the Mahalach, that Psikresha, the engine that's driving Psikresha is Kavana, is psychology, and Kolzmander, that Kavana, Kolzmander, that psychology, Kavana, that Ratzel, everyone goes, it's not there, and therefore it reverts to become a Dov of Hashem Miskaven. Dov Hashem Miskaven is Mutter Lechatchila, and it's Mutter Kol Tarkul Lechatchila as well.
It's a very interesting Gemara, because Alat Tzad didn't talk about a ring like that. That's the way to bring it. What are you asking?
Who said that's the way to bring it? There's another way to bring it. You pour it down the drains, down the tubes, like you do with the Nesachim. Why do you have to bring another fire? Who's forcing you to bring another fire?
I thought the starting point was, what is the Derech HaKrov, which is very wanted.
No, so that the Gemara says, what determines what the Derech HaKrov is, it's inconceivable the Torah would have told you to do something that's a violation of Lo Sichbe.
I mean, when you put meat on a fire, also it's then really...
I don't know, I'm not holding enough of the barbecue to actually answer that question.
Depends
on the quality of the meat. Okay. I didn't really ask you to answer that question. It was really tight. Yes, he's already on a roll. All right, for now, It's like if I give them that much of a fire is still going on. The fire is still going on. Gemara asked the Kasha, I only forget a small fire. The Gemara says, even if you put out the small, that's missing their eyes. So, again, Baruch Hashem, we discovered the Aruch, Taz discovered the Aruch for us, and the Aruch says, it's a fresh Gemara, right? Isn't the Gemara saying, Pem Molik? It's like, Reishlo, Nikla, is Mutlach, Hasid, even called Tarakula. Of course, the other tzad of the Chakira, the other Rishon of the Chakira, I'm going to have to deal with that Gemara B'Sefes Vachon for the Mitzvah next week. I'm going to pick up the other tzad and try to show those who are cholik on the Sefer Aruch how to deal with that Gemara B'Sefes Vachon and how this is going to play out for us in the entire picture of the Mishkan.